U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States plans to jointly host a global summit focused on the Middle East, particularly Iran, next month in Poland. Pompeo told Fox News that the meeting would focus on Middle East stability and peace and freedom and security in the region. He said that includes an important element of making sure Iran is not a destabilizing influence.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-civil war political structure might look like in Syria.
Pompeo is in the middle of an 8-day trip to the region and has said the United States is redoubling its efforts to put pressure on Tehran. He sought to convince allies in the region that the United States is committed to fighting Islamic State, despite President Trump's recent decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. Meanwhile, the UN's refugee agency said on Friday that some 2,000 people remain in Hajin, the last enclave of the Islamic State group in eastern Syria. UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic said those fleeing reported increasingly desperate conditions.
It is estimated right now that some 2,000 people remain in the conflict-affected area of Hajin. Those fleeing report increasingly desperate conditions with diminishing services and extremely high prices of basic foods. We are worried for civilians who continue to be trapped in ISIS-held areas.
Mihecic said more than 8,000 people had been displaced as a result of the fighting in the past 5 weeks, and that recently there had been an increase in the numbers. U.S.-backed militias have been trying to dislodge the extremists from Hajin since September. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he will not declare a national emergency over border security, but he called on Democratic leaders to negotiate over his demand of nearly $6 billion for a border wall with Mexico. Speaking at the White House Friday, Trump said that he would rather Congress solve the dispute, which has led to one quarter of the U.S. government being shut down since late December.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency. I have the absolute right to do it.
The president said that he was open to considering a major immigration reform package, but that he would only do so after obtaining the $5.7 billion he has asked for the border wall with Mexico. Congressional Democrats have refused to fund the wall, saying it is wasteful and immoral. Meanwhile, 800,000 federal workers remain either furloughed or are working without pay. They were scheduled to be paid on Friday, but received nothing but zeros in their paychecks. The runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential election says he will file a legal challenge to election results that gave the victory to one of his rivals. Martin Fayulu told VOA's French to Africa service that he will go to the Constitutional Court Saturday and demand a manual recount of the vote. The official results put him second behind provisional winner Félix Tshisekedi, the son of a longtime opposition leader. Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council heard from the National Election Commission and the Catholic Bishops' Conference on the outcome of the December 30th vote. DRC President Joseph Kabila has already remained in office 2 years past the official end of his mandate. He was due to step down this month after 18 years in power once a new president was elected. A young Saudi woman who fled her family out of fear for her life has left Thailand for Canada, where she has been granted asylum. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed that his country had granted 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kunun asylum, and the teenager had chosen to live in Canada.
Canada has been unequivocal that we will always stand up for human rights and women's rights around the world. This is part of a long tradition of Canada engaging constructively and positively in the world and working with our partners, allies, and with the United Nations.
Al-Kunun has accused her family of abuse and had refused to meet her father, who had traveled to Thailand to try to take her back to Saudi Arabia. A mostly down day on Wall Street, with all three major indices trending lower late in trading. European markets were also down. Asian markets were mostly higher Friday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.